Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you again for your patience. I am Christine Shorey, Purchasing Manager and the Meeting Facilitator. I would like to call to order the Final Evaluation Committee meeting for Request for Proposals, RFP number PNC 212922255P1.
This meeting is being recorded. This meeting is being transcribed.
Professional Consultant Services for Airport Studies, Evaluations, and Assessments for the Broward County Aviation Department. The time is 1:12 p.m. on August 8th, 2025. This meeting is being held through Microsoft Teams. Some representatives from the county are physically here in room 430 of the Governmental Center Building East, located in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Attendees, if you could please continue to mute your microphones on your devices so that we can limit the background noise. This is a public meeting and is officially being recorded by Broward County and will be made available online at the Purchasing Division's publicly accessible repository after the conclusion of this meeting. To avoid obligations and potential liability under the Florida public records laws and required retention obligations, non-Broward County participants are requested to discontinue any use of a recording or artificial intelligence tool to record, transcribe, or summarize this meeting. Meeting recordings and information reviewed by the Evaluation Committee as part of the evaluation process will be available on the Purchasing Division website under the RLI RFP repository. This meeting has been publicly noticed. The purpose of today's meeting is for the Evaluation Committee to hear presentations, score, and rank the vendors. At the time of the solicitation's advertising deadline of 2 p.m. on April 25, 2025, three proposals were received in response to this solicitation. The Evaluation Committee determined two vendors to be both responsive and responsible at the initial Evaluation Committee meeting, which was held on July 22, 2025. These following vendors advanced to final evaluation and ranking, which is going to take place today. Those are Chenmore & Associates, Inc. and McInerney, Inc. Meeting attendance will be recorded in the following ways. Purchasing Division will record the attendance of county staff physically here in room 430. All virtual attendees, including county staff, if they could please use the chat in Microsoft Teams to click on the link or scan the QR code with your mobile device to complete that sign-in sheet. For attendees that cannot access the link or the QR code in the Teams chat, if you could email the purchasing agent, Johanna DeFrancisco at ydefrancisco@broward.org, using the subject EC meeting attendance, and provide your name, your title, and the company that you represent in the email body. We have a quorum present with the following Evaluation Committee members. Committee members, if you could please say present after your name is called. Andrew Hippolito, Licensed Engineer, Capital Improvement Division, Aviation Department.
Present.
Thank you. Alicia Dunn, Assistant Director, Water Wastewater Services, Public Works Department.
Present.
Thank you. And Norman Schwartz, Expansion Project Administrator, Planning Division of the Aviation Department.
Present.
Thank you. Additionally, the following county staff are assigned to this project. From the Aviation Department, Carlos Hernandez, Project Manager. From the Purchasing Division, Johanna DeFrancisco, Purchasing Agent. From the County Attorney's Office, Sarah Cohen and Alexander Williams. From the Office of Economic and Small Business Development, James Vos. From the Risk Management Division, Tracy Meyer. And from the Finance Division of the Aviation Department, Kirsten Roos. The cone of silence has been in effect since this solicitation's advertisement. Vendors are prohibited from discussing this solicitation with the Commissioner's Office, County Staff, or a member of the Evaluation Committee. The cone of silence terminates when the awarding authority takes action, which ends the solicitation. During the cone of silence period, inquiries regarding the solicitation should be directed to the project manager or to the Director of Purchasing or his designee. Also, vendors may communicate with representatives from the Office of Economic and Small Business Development at any time regarding the solicitation, small business enterprise, or county business enterprise participation. The summary of vendor rights regarding Broward County competitive solicitations was issued in the solicitation. It is the Evaluation Committee's responsibility to review the vendor submittals to ensure solicitation requirements are met and evaluate those submittals to make a recommendation to award a contract. Each Evaluation Committee member was appointed by the County Administrator to serve on this committee based on their experience. The Evaluation Committee members are responsible for following the County's established committee procedures to select vendors which provide the services that are in the best interest of the County. At the discretion of the board, the evaluation committee members may be requested to substantiate their recommendation and discuss their submittal reviews. In accordance with Broward County Procurement Code, each evaluation committee member must affirm that they are free of conflicts of interest as provided by Part 3, Chapter 112 of the Florida Statutes and the Broward County Employee Code of Ethics. All evaluation committee members have submitted the required Broward County disclosure forms and responded that they can be fair and impartial to all vendors. The minutes from the July 22, 2025 initial evaluation committee meeting have been distributed to the evaluation committee members. Is there any discussion regarding the minutes from the evaluation committee? Hearing none, may I have a motion to approve the minutes from the initial evaluation committee meeting of July 22nd?
Norman Schwartz would like to make a motion to approve the minutes from the initial evaluation committee meeting held on July 22nd, 2025.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Felicia Dunn, I second.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. That motion passes unanimously. As stated previously at that initial evaluation committee meeting, the solicitation required vendors to state whether they accept Broward County's terms and conditions, or if they did not accept them, to identify the agreement provisions and the vendor's proposed changes. Both vendors accepted Broward County's standard terms and conditions. The next order of business is the vendor presentations. In accordance with Section 286.0113 of the Florida Statutes, presentations and questions and answers are closed to the public. Vendors, their teams, and members of the public will be temporarily excused from the meeting to permit the start of the closed presentation sessions. Only committee members, county staff, the presenting vendor, and their team will be in the closed portion of the meeting. Subconsultants that are partnering with multiple prime presenters are only allowed to participate in one prime vendor's closed presentation session. Today's presentations will be limited to 10 minutes each vendor, followed by an unlimited question and answer period. The presenters will have 5 minutes for their setup, and the timekeeper will be the purchasing agent, Johanna DeFrancisco. As the meeting progresses, the purchasing division will provide email updates to the other vendors, ensuring that each upcoming presenter is informed when it is time for them to join. Once all presentations and Q&A sessions have concluded, vendors and members of the public will be invited to return to the public portion of the meeting, during which the evaluation committee will score and rank the vendors. Members of the public may provide an email address in the chat to be notified when to return to the public portion of the meeting. Vendors were asked to provide an electronic copy of their presentation to the purchasing division prior to today's meeting. The presentations that were received have been distributed to the evaluation committee members. At the initial evaluation committee meeting, a random list generator was utilized to determine the order of vendor presentations, which will be as follows. The first presenter will be McInerney, Inc., and the second presenter will be Chenmore & Associates, Inc. At this time, the presentations will begin. The meeting is now closed. We're going to ask the first vendor, McInerney Inc., to please remain in the meeting. And if the members of the public and our team from Chenmore & Associates could excuse themselves. And McInerney, if you just hang on just a minute while we transition, I'll come back to you in just a moment.
Good luck, y'all.
Okay. All right. To the team from McInerney, we're going to have you look at the participant panel in Teams because we want to ensure that only the members of your team as well as the county staff members are the ones that are in the meeting. And we have a phone number that you may not recognize, which is the conference room, the bridge to how we're on this Teams call. That one ends in 7229, if you see that phone number. We're also going to put on the screen a list of the county staff so that you can compare that to the participant panel. And then if you don't recognize anybody, let us know. We'll call them out, identify them, or we'll ask them to leave the meeting. And then just a moment, I'm going to have a statement for you, and then we'll move into your setup period. So we're putting on the screen that list, and if you want to compare that to the participant panel.
Yep.
Donnie, you have a question? Donnie, you're on mute.
Donna, I think you need to enable your audio because it looks like it's, there you go. Unmute yourself first. Oh, there.
There you go.
The telephone number that I saw ends in 20, not 29.
9720. Can you identify yourself? 357-9720.
That's the only number
very
that
likely a county number. Most of our numbers start with 357, but we'll confirm that.
It's probably the bridge. Yes.
9720.
Everybody else appears to be with the county.
Okay, so I have a statement for you. For the record, please affirm that there are no other individuals in the meeting other than your team and county staff. It is the bridge
phone. That appears to be the case. There's nobody else in the meeting but my team and county staff.
Okay, great. And we did just confirm that 9720 is the bridge number. Thank you for asking. Okay, so Maureen, we can take that down. And who is from McInerney, who is going to be designated as a presenter so we can give them facilitation rights? Presenting
Brian
rights.
Brian McInerney, me. I will be the presenter.
Okay, thank you. All right. So we're going to switch over and give you 5 minutes if you want to load up your deck, do your cameras, mics.
And
you got 5 minutes.
Can I introduce my presenters before we start?
If you want to use that within your 5 minutes. Is that what you mean to check the audio?
Yeah, that's fine. Yep. I'm Brian McInerney. I'm the president of McInerney, Inc. Kaylee Kiroz of EAC will be presenting next, followed by Donna Grace of Grace Professional Solutions and John Kerrigan of Garber.
Afternoon.
Brian, you want to bring your presentation off?
I had to wait for them to allow me to.
Okay.
And Mr. McInerney, when you said they're going to be presenting, do you mean they also need presentation rights in Teams?
They will be able to speak. I'm going to work the slides.
Okay, great.
So it's just one. That way.
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
Does that work out?
Yes, of course. I just wanted to make sure that whoever needed the rights to present had them. And it sounds like it's just you. And the deck is loaded. Do you want to run through any of your mics? I can see a few people on
camera.
You
can see my screen?
Yes.
See the presentation wall?
Yes.
And you can hear me?
Kaylee, you're good?
Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yep. And John?
Yep, I think.
All righty. I'm ready to go if the county's ready.
Sure, we're going to reset the clock, and you'll have 10 minutes followed by a Q&A period unlimited. Thank you.
And let me know when to start.
Go right ahead.
Time has been set. All righty.
My name is Brian McInerney. My company is McInerney, Inc. I'm the president of McInerney, Inc. Thank you very much for the opportunity to present for you today for the consultant services and airport studies. The presentation today will focus on our experience at Fort Lauderdale and North Perry with Broward County Aviation Department. I've assembled this team to best suited to tackle the work orders that the county sees fit. Stoner & Associates has performed numerous surveys here at the airport. PSI has worked on geotechnical work authorizations underneath my current contract, as well as they are involved with all the geotechnical for the South Runway. John Kerrigan of Garver and I, we've worked together since I graduated from college at numerous airports across the country, also here in Fort Lauderdale. EAC is currently one of your incumbents as well as McInerney Inc. We've chosen to team together to give you a super team in one location that you have to go to for work authorizations, no matter the task. Donna Grace of Grace Professional Solutions has done your water analysis here at the airport for the past 15 years. Amy Champagne Baker of Quantum Electrical Engineering, we've worked together here at the airport since 2007 when I came. She has integral knowledge of the buildings and airfields electrical. CTS will be performing all transportation related engineering and traffic related engineering, and the Chappelle Group will be performing wildlife and environmental. This will be broken up into three major phases. It will be the preparation projects, the enabling projects for the South Runway, and our current projects. I came here in 2007 to start with the preparation projects for the South Runway. That period took me around from 2007 to 2012. The projects are seen here on the left and touched a good amount of your northern pavements that would stay in effect. That transitioned me into the South Runway project. I was involved with the design of the South Runway and then also had the opportunity to transition to the construction side, of which I was involved with the construction of the South Runway. It's a little bit different look than the engineering. That takes me to the current contract that I have with Fort Lauderdale, with Broward County Aviation Department. I've done taxiway A and taxi lane T pavement studies. Those transitioned into designs for other consultants. Worked on the Palm Garage repairs, where John Kerrigan was the engineer record and McInerney Inc. performed the RPR services. Again, with the Palm Garage pedestrian bridge repairs, John Kerrigan was the engineer of record. McInerney Inc. performed the RPR. Worked on the RCC foam tank evaluation where you had leaks. Isolated those with a contractor. I believe that project's still ongoing. Taxiway Alpha, phase one and phase two, this came out of the pavement studies underneath another contractor, was on another engineering firm. This is the design for phase one and two involved in that. Taxi Lane Delta, which will serve your west side tenants, involved in the design side for that. I've been involved for the South Runway portion for your maintenance, everything from joint sealing to full panel replacement. I've closed the runway for 45 days and had it open in a timely manner. Worked on numerous annual civil repairs projects. And not only do we do airfields, we've also been involved with your terminals. Worked on the Terminal 2 Delta Sky Club expansion, as well as still working on the metal software repairs. And with that, I'll turn it over to Kaylee.
Thank you so much, Brian. Good afternoon, everyone. Here at EAC, we're really proud to have partnered with BCAT for over 30 years now. And because of this long history, we're not only familiar with BCAT's infrastructure, but your teams and your standards as well. We've delivered just under 50 contracts during that time, spanning both three airports, so FLL and North Perry. And this slide that you see here on the screen is spotlighting just a few of the projects that we completed at FLL. If given the opportunity, we're going to continue to hit the ground running with your teams. We'll build on the existing models that we have here on deck, reference all of our past insights to continue creating efficiencies that only a firm like our team can continue to deliver to BCAD, that knows BCAD. We ask to continue delivering these high quality on-site studies and assessments to support the county's long-term vision and goals. Donna, turning it over to you.
Thank you, Callie. I'm with Grace Professional Solutions, and as Brian indicated, I have been providing engineering services to BCAD for over 15 years. So this list that you see on the left is just a snapshot of some of the projects that I've worked on over that time. I'd like to highlight, however, my project experience specifically on the water distribution system master plan. I worked alongside with EAC reviewing the existing water distribution system and conducted hydraulic modeling to recommend improvements based on regulatory criteria. This was summarized and provided in the 2011 FLL Water System Master Plan and was then subsequently updated in 2021. The projects resulting from these master plans continue to provide a strategic roadmap for the airport's growth, and I have continued providing recommendations as the airport proceeds with ongoing development. My role on this contract will be to continue providing hydraulic modeling services to BCAD for the airport's water distribution system. The service that I will provide will help BCAD ensure ongoing efficiency, safety, and future readiness for FLL. John?
Thanks, Donna. Well, I'm going to continue to talk more about this team's experience at FLL in North Perry. Garver's personnel, myself as a structural engineer, Terry Kagler as an electrical engineer, and Cody Parham as a civil engineer, have 100 projects combined between us in our resumes and experience. Now, our role on this team is supporting McInerney on building studies and reports. And when we just look at the terminal area, the combined experience of Garver's personnel, whether it be the all three multiple garage projects, elevated roadway analysis, or even rapid structural responses for vehicle impacts on BCAD and FLL's infrastructure. All of that experience and past reports and studies gives us a better understanding to make our reports that we're going to deliver with the McInerney team meaningful and useful for BCAD and the people that will use them in your departments. Brian, I'll turn it back over to you.
Now, I select the McInerney team. We're airfield and building experts, as we've shown. We have a local presence. We're not having to get anybody on an airplane to fly them down here. We have response at a very short notice. Everybody's here in South Florida. We have a proven track record. Members of the McInerney team have been here since 1994. I mean, that speaks volumes. And you have the benefit of past experience. You don't just have the benefit of past experience of McInerney, you have the past experience of another incumbent, EAC. We've combined our teams to give you one location that you can go to for work orders. You no longer have to pick between McInerney Inc. You no longer have to pick between EAC for airfields, buildings, structural, water, stormwater, electrical. It's all in one location. So with that, I'd like to thank you for your time and the opportunity to show you why the McInerney team is your number one choice for this contract. We look forward to executing that contract and getting to work. Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you very much. The first presenter has completed their presentation, and I'm now going to open it up to the committee members and the project manager to ask any questions they may have of the McInerney Inc. team. Any questions, Mr. Schwartz?
A question would be for, do you have personnel scheduled to be ramping up for each of these new projects on deck, ready to go, or how do you handle that?
Anytime the airport's ever called on me, and I think Carlos could probably speak volumes of this, I show up and I've always handled every single task. It's not just McInerney. It's every other team member that we have here as well. EAC is local. Donna is local. Garver is also local. So we have the extended presence and the extended people to do whatever's necessary. I don't think we haven't had an issue to date in the 6 years of our previous contracts.
Thank you. Mr. Hippolito, any questions from you? No? Ms. Dunn? Mr. Hernandez? No questions. Okay. Thank you very much to the team. The first presenter, McInerney Inc., has now completed their presentation and answered all questions. As the team, if you don't mind, you're being invited to leave the meeting now. Please monitor your email. We'll let you know once the second presenter has finished and the Q&A is complete for them, and you'll be welcome back in for the portion of the scoring and the announcement of the rankings. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
So as the McInerney, Inc. team is leaving the meeting, yeah. If the purchasing division staff member could please invite the second and last presenter, Chen Moore and Associates, to join us in this closed portion of the meeting for their presentation. Good afternoon. Welcome to the team from Chen Moore and Associates.
Thank you.
Hi, Peter.
Thank you. It's good to see you all.
Yes, thank you. We appreciate your patience. You will recognize some people in the participant panel, and in a moment I'm going to read a statement. We're going to upload a list of the county staff members.
Unknown participant is now joining.
We're going to turn off that notification announcement. I don't want that to distract anybody. So if you want to look at the participant panel in Teams, and we'll compare that to your team that you expect to be on the call, as well as the county staff members. I will tell you a phone number that might not appear on the county's team list is ending in 9720, and that is our bridge for this meeting today. So 357-9720 external is the county's bridge number.
Okay, Jason, I see myself, yourself, Charmaine, Freeman, and Heath. Cole's on now. That's everyone on our team.
Okay. And can we pull up from the county the list of the county participants so that Chen Moore and Associates can compare it and then answer my statement? Here we go. Maybe minimize it a little bit so they can see the whole thing. Great.
All right. That looks good to me. I can answer your statement.
Okay. So statement is, please, for the record, please affirm that there are no other individuals in the meeting other than the members of your team, as well as our county staff.
There are no members other than our team. We may have Nick Matthews join us from Becker. He was on originally, and I'm not sure why he's not on right now, but okay. If he joins us, he's acceptable as well.
Okay. Nick Matthews. So maybe we can send him a quick email. We'll set the clock for five minutes.
That we were on, but.
Okay. If I see him in the lobby before you start, do you want me to just allow him in during your presentation as well? He'll come in on mute, I hope. Or we'll put him on mute. I don't want it to distract your presentation is all.
No, I understand. I appreciate that.
So do you want to load up your deck?
Just messaged him, told him we're on, so he should be joining any second now.
Who needs the presentation?
But if he messes with our time frame, that's okay.
Okay.
We'll skip him if it messes with their timeline.
Okay. Who needs the presentation ability in Teams?
Yeah, no, that's fine. We appreciate all you guys do. Jason is going to be leading the presentation, so he can be made a presenter.
Okay.
So he can share.
All right, we'll do that right now, and then we will turn it over to you for your 5-minute setup if you want to run through. Here's Nick.
All right.
We're giving you the 5 minutes so you can do your setup. The deck is loaded. You want to run through. Some people are on camera, but I don't know if you want to check their mics.
That's what I was going to do. I just want to make sure everybody can speak. Only Jason and I are going to speak today. So I just wanted to make sure. So let's go through. Charmaine, how's your mic doing?
Okay, we're good.
Cool.
Yep, all set.
Thank you, sir. Freeman?
Good afternoon.
Thank you, sir. Heath?
I think I'm good.
All right. And Nick, you should be on mute, but just want to make sure you're still there.
Good. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. We're all ready to go whenever y'all are.
Okay. Let us reset the clock for you. And I'll turn it over to you. Go right ahead.
Excellent. Good afternoon. My name is Peter Moore. I'm the president and CEO of Chen Moore & Associates. On behalf of our entire team, we really want to thank you for the opportunity to present our qualifications here today. Next, please, Jason. Today, here's our presentation outline. We're going to walk through, I'm going to talk about us and our project team, and I'll turn it over to Jay to talk about project experience, our project approach, and why we should select the Chen Moore team. This is our firm history. We're nearly 39 years in business, going all the way back to 1986 when we were founded right here in Broward County. And the reason why we show this timeline is to show our growth. But really why I wanted to talk about it is because I wanted to show the lower left-hand corner and how key Broward County was to the growth of Chen Moore & Associates. Our first Broward subcontract was in 1987. Our first prime contract with Broward was in 1998. And our first contract with BCAT was in 2008. All of which were very important to us and key in our growth as we continue to grow as an organization. Next, please. And what we've turned us into is a business with global reach. Chen Moore is working throughout the United States and throughout the world. Again, still a Broward County-based business, but today we have over 170 employees. We have professional engineers, landscape architects, urban planners, environmental scientists, and construction managers. Next, please. Well, we still haven't forgotten our roots in Florida. We have 12 offices in the state of Florida, all of which support our headquarters in Fort Lauderdale, where Jason and I are both located, and how we're going to serve this contract. We're going to have a wide variety of markets, and actually, normally I would be talking about transportation and aviation here, but because of the nature of this contract, all of our markets are very important. Water, wastewater, water resources, transportation, energy, land development, what we call community advancement, which is our ability to work with municipalities and counties to run programs, grant programs, and things like that. All six markets are key to this contract. Our services, civil and environmental engineering, transportation engineering, electrical engineering, landscape architecture, planning, environmental services, and construction management are all going to be key in our execution of this contract as well. We're really proud of our project team. We brought back many of the members from the last time that we held this contract, Nova, Avcon, C Solutions, MU Engineers, Pangeo, Smith Engineering, Consultants, and Stoner. All have aviation experience, all have BCAT experience because we worked on this contract together the last time. We added two more firms, FTC and Via Planning. Both are CBEs that are really assisting us, both meet our CBE goals, but also help diversify our team and meet our needs. You see on the roll on the right-hand side there, Jason's going to be talking about that as far as the services that you need. Here's how we're going to provide those to each and every one of you. The last thing that I'm super proud of is this organizational chart. I'll be serving personally as your principal in charge, as the president of this company. Charmaine, our assistant project manager, is on the line here today. We have a dedicated QAQC manager. But one of the really great things that we have that we didn't have before was we've added a number of services. So we have our director of aviation, Heath Jenkins, on the line. Before, we didn't have a director of energy, Freeman's on the line. We also have aviation engineer, Cole Benjamin, who's a hydraulics engineer. We've also added environmental services in the form of Brian Volker. So many things that we didn't have before allow us, if you only choose to select one consultant, we could handle all the work that y'all need. But with that, I'll turn it over to your favorite engineer. That's Jason McLaren.
Thank you, Peter. Thanks for inviting us to present. I'm proud to be a part of this. As we note here on this slide, Chen Moore has worked for BCAD nearly continuously since 2008, when we started on the very first Stormwater Master Plan update for FLL. We're proud of this work and have done a wide variety of task orders that are listed here that are in line with the potential projects on the upcoming RFQ contract. I also wanted to note that we have extensive aviation experience beyond FLL and North Perry. We've actually worked at 12 different airports here in Florida as Chen Moore, and we also have staff on our that have worked at individual airports throughout the nation and actually internationally too that add an extra level of expertise to our team. Here we've just listed a sampling of some of our other projects, relevant projects that we've done at other airports throughout Florida. We just wanted to share that the fact that we have a wide breadth of projects experience in the aviation environment. The RFQ listed some potential projects that may be executed under this upcoming project. We really wanted to reinforce the fact that Chen Moore has the capabilities and the expertise to execute almost every single one of these potential projects. But we've supplemented our team with key sub-consultants that provide additional expertise that allow us to execute any potential project that may head our way under this contract. I'm also proud to have been the sole project manager that has served Broward County Aviation over all these years, and I will continue to be the single point of contact should we win this contract. Working together with BCAD, we know responsiveness is such a key element, and we've worked very hard to be as responsive as possible to any request from BCAD and deliver all of our tasks on time and as quickly as possible. The fact that all of our team has worked together and worked for BCAD under the previous contract eliminates the need for any type of learning curve. All of our team members know what's expected of us, and we're also proud of the fact that all of our previous task orders for BCAD, we've never needed any additional services and actually delivered these task orders under budget. So we're proud of the fact that we were conscious of the county's expenditures under our task orders. And we're also aware that CBE requirements are a key component of this. And it takes extra planning on a project like this that is not design-based, where we have to really think out our CBE, and we have an approach to meet the CBE goals under this contract. The RFP listed various specialized experience and capabilities. Being a Broward-based firm and that does both design and planning, we have experience under item number one in obtaining permit approvals with every single regulatory agency listed in the RFP. And the same goes for all the different modeling softwares, whether it be InfoWater, InfoSwim, ICPR, which is known as StormWise. We use those software suites every day, and we've actually used them in the past on behalf of BCAD and have that capability to continue to do so moving forward. One of our focuses is client satisfaction. We work really hard to deliver what each of our clients, including BCAD, wants and needs. We just like to share some blurbs here from some reference letters from other clients that we have here in the South Florida region to support that. But we're especially proud of the fact of Broward County is our home. Broward CMA is committed to this community. And a lot of the planned development at FLL in particular is going to improve the quality of life of residents in Broward County. And we're very proud to be able to work that and support that and hopefully help lead the airport into the future with the future growth that's going to support all Broward County residents. The RFP itself listed a set of evaluation criteria. We feel that we meet every one of these criteria. So we hope that everybody takes a look at that moving forward as they evaluate our presentation. But really what it comes down, why CMA? First of all, we know Broward County and we know BCAD due to our extensive work experience in both environments and know what to expect. We know in detail both FLL and North Perry, all the utility infrastructure that's in place. So there's not a lot of research that's needed for any type of task order that may come our way. We also feel that stormwater and utility master planning, it's what we do. it's our core business, so we feel that we can execute any work that comes our way under this contract very effectively. We are currently working for BCAT and would like to continue to do so. We have a dedicated local team that's assigned to BCAT, and we also have some extensive resources company-wide that are available to support any task orders that head our way. We're going to continue to be flexible and responsive to BCAD. We have our approach in place for meeting any of the needs of BCAD. We feel like we're an objective advisor and an advocate for BCAD, helping push through establishing and getting the infrastructure systems at FLL ready for the future growth at the airport. And we feel that we're a one-stop shop for any BCAD's needs. And we hope the selection committee realizes that maybe our past performance on behalf of a BCAT is a good indicator of how we would be successful under this future contract. So at this point, I'd just like to thank everybody for the opportunity to speak. And at this point, we'll be ready for any questions that the selection committee may have.
Thank you very much, Mr. Moore, Mr. McClare, and for the team from Chen Moore & Associates. Thank you for your presentation. We will now open the floor to the committee members to pose any questions they have, as well as our project manager. We'll go left to right. Mr. Schwartz, none. Ms. Dunn, none. Mr. Hernandez, no questions this afternoon. Thank you very much. We appreciate your presentation and the proposal, and there aren't any questions from the committee members or the project manager. So we're going to welcome you to stay, and we will notify the other presenter and any others to come back into the open, what will become the open portion of the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The second and last presenter, Chen Moore & Associates, has now completed their presentation and answered all questions. This concludes all vendor presentations. The purchasing division staff would please invite all vendors and members of the public back to what will be the open public portion of this meeting. I'm just going to stay on mute for just a moment while we allow others to join back in.
Unknown participant is now exiting.
To those rejoining, welcome back. You can just give us another minute so that we can welcome everyone back in as they got the notice just a moment ago. All right, the next order of business is the scoring of the vendors. The purchasing division is going to provide some comments regarding the scoring sheets.
The score sheets have been distributed to the evaluation committee members, include points for location, willingness to meet time and budget, and volume of previous work. The points applied are based on specific criteria stated in the solicitation. The points will be calculated by purchasing and added to each committee member's scoring sheet by purchasing to arrive at the total score for each vendor. Thank you.
Thank you. When all of the evaluation committee members have completed and submitted their score sheets, I will then recess the meeting to provide the purchasing division time to tabulate the results. Committee members, do you have any questions regarding the scoring sheets? Okay. So, committee members, you can begin scoring. I'll bring you one. And if everyone can please stay on mute. Thank you. Good afternoon. Thank you for your patience. All score sheets have been submitted and received. We will now take a recess to allow the purchasing division time to tabulate the results. The time is 2:08 p.m. We are now in a recess. Welcome back. The Purchasing Division has completed the tabulation of scores. In that order, I would like to reconvene the meeting. The time is 2:15 p.m. Before the results are announced, I would like to take a moment to express our appreciation on behalf of Broward County to all of the vendors for their participation in this solicitation process. We recognize and appreciate your time and your interest in working with Broward County. Purchasing Division, if you could please announce the scores and the ranking of the vendors.
All right. The total scores and ranking order is as follows for each vendor. The highest rank firm is Chenmore with a total of 272 points. The second ranked firm, McInerney, with a total of 261 points. Thank you.
Thank you. The next order of business is to accept the scoring and the rankings. May I have a motion to accept the evaluation committee's results and have the purchasing division submit the proposed recommendation of ranking for approval?
I'm Norman Schwartz. I'd like to make a motion to accept the evaluation committee's results and have the purchasing division submit the proposed recommendation of ranking for approval.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Andrew Hippolito, I second that motion.
Thank you. All those in favor say aye.
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 Thank you. That motion passes unanimously. The evaluation committee recommendation will be posted for initially 3 business days as a proposed recommendation of ranking. Following that initial 3-day period, if no objections to the proposed ranking have been received in writing by the Director of Purchasing, a final recommendation of ranking will be posted for 5 business days. If no vendor timely protests, the ranking shall be final, provided that no commissioner objects within the 5 business days after receiving notice from the purchasing division of the final ranking. Once a ranking is deemed final, the county shall commence contract negotiations with the top-ranked vendors. However, award of the resulting contracts requires formal board approval unless the contract's amount is within the delegated authority of the purchasing division. It is our intent to award up to 2 firms. Information and documents reviewed by the evaluation committee members as a part of this evaluation process are posted for general review on the purchasing division website located at the RFP RLI supporting documents repository. The recommendation of ranking is posted on the purchasing division website under the heading Solicitation Recommendations, Recommendation of Ranking. We estimate the final agreements will come to the board or county administrator for approval and execution within 90 days from the final approval of the ranking. Committee members, is there any other business that needs to be discussed today? No. Again, I would like to thank all of the vendors that responded to the solicitation for their time and interest in working with Broward County, and also express our appreciation to the evaluation committee members and our project manager for their time and input on this important county procurement. The time is 2:19 p.m. This final evaluation committee meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you all.